From about 1935 to 45, Benny Goodman's orchestra was the most popular white dance band of the swing era. During a career lasting into the early 1970s, Benny made more than 5,000 commercial recordings, selling over 100 million records. Later, I'll talk in some detail about the odd and complex personality behind his bland spectacles and bow tie exterior. Suffice it to say for now that those who worked for or wrote about him used descriptions like gifted, hardworking, inscrutable, miserly, ruthless, and infuriating. Beyond his own unequaled instrumental virtuosity, the Benny Goodman Orchestra succeeded musically by presenting top-drawer musicians who could play ensemble sections with precision from arrangements and cut loose with swinging solos, all backed by a jumping rhythm section. And Benny assembled an unparalleled book of great arrangements from the cream of American jazz arrangers. On top of everything else, Goodman's own small bands, trios, quartets, and sextets introduced a new kind of chamber music jazz, which alone would have made him a notable figure. Here are some good examples of the Benny Goodman sound. First, two fine instrumentals from 1938, Don't Be That Way, one of Goodman's biggest hits, and Big John Special. Then vocalist Helen Forrest, who had several big hits with the band in 1940-41, including Taking a Chance on Love. Thank you. Taking a Chance on Love, Helen Forrest, one of her big hits with the band, and we started with two outstanding kinds of arrangements that helped make his band a huge success, Don't Be That Way by Edgar Sampson and Horace Henderson's Big John Special.